March 14, 1920. The martyrdom of love surpasses almost in an infinite way all the other martyrdoms together. My state is ever more painful. While I was swimming in the immense sea of the privations of my sweet Jesus, my life, my all, I couldn't help lamenting and also saying some nonsense. And my Jesus, moving in my interior, sighing, told me, "My daughter, you are the hardest martyrdom, the harshest pain for my heart. And every time I see you moaning, petrified by the pain of my privation, my martyrdom becomes more bitter. And the spasm is such that I am forced to sigh and, moaning, I say, 'Oh, man, how much you cost me. You formed the martyrdom of my humanity which, taken by love's folly for you, took all your pains upon itself. And you continue to form the martyrdom of the one who, taken by love for me and for you, offered herself as victim for me, and for your sake. Therefore, my martyrdom is continuous. Even more, I feel it more vividly, because it is the martyrdom of one who loves me, and the martyrdom of love surpasses almost infinitely all other martyrdoms together." Then, placing his mouth close to the ear of my heart, moaning, he said, "My daughter, my daughter, poor daughter. Only your Jesus can understand you and compassionate you, because I feel your very martyrdom in my heart." Then he added, "Listen, my daughter. If with the chastisement of war man had humbled himself and entered into himself, other chastisements would not be necessary. But man has raged even more. Therefore, in order to make man enter himself, more terrible chastisements than war itself are needed, which will occur. Therefore my justice is forming voids. And if you knew what a void is being formed in my justice through my not coming to you, you would tremble. In fact, if I came to you, you would make my justice your own, and taking the pains upon yourself, you would fill the voids which man forms with sin. Haven't you done this for many years? But now the obstinacy of man makes him unworthy of this great good. And that is why I often deprive you of myself. And in seeing you martyred because of me, my pain is so great that I become delirious, I moan, I sigh, and I am forced to hide my moans from you, without even a chance to pour them out with you, so as not to give you more pains."